What's going on? Welcome to The Doug Show. I'm Doug Cunnington, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about niche sites and Amazon affiliate marketing again. Last episode, I talked about this as well because I got an email from someone that wanted to get started with websites, Amazon affiliate marketing specifically, and they were coming from the social media world. So they did affiliate marketing on social media, but they thought, hey, I want to cash in. I want to earn some money on a website. And I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think they went to AI or got an AI answer of some kind. And it made me think, well, that's interesting. I wonder if the information on, you know, ChatGPT or Gemini or wherever someone might be going to search for, you know, really any information, but for Amazon affiliate information, like what are they finding? Like, what does it tell them? Because, you know, the information could be fairly inaccurate. It depends on what it is and how much you know, if you realize that it's inaccurate. And the other thing, so I saw a couple responses to the video that I published last week, where Agnes said, hey, I just started a new affiliate website last month. Please don't tell me it's a waste of time. Literally, that's what the video was. I was like, this is not a good use of time. I'm sorry, Agnes. And I replied back and I said that. Richard said, what about building a niche affiliate website, but most of your traffic is coming from Pinterest or social platforms like Facebook or Instagram, wherever? And I replied back, essentially, I won't read it here, but basically I was like, you could do that. And I think some people are doing that. I'm literally not trying to get that information, or, I mean, if people are doing it, that's cool, but you run into an issue because Facebook or Pinterest or, you know, pick the flavor of the month there, they could change their algorithm, which they have all the time, or something changes. And we've seen it again and again. And if you've been around in the marketing industry, things shift and things change. That is always going to happen. And if you end up spending a lot of time and effort getting traffic from one of those sources, you have to be ready to adapt. And I'm not saying it's a bad use of your time, although I probably literally said, it's probably not a good use of your time. You should do something else. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. It's just, I don't know anything about it. And if people are doing it and then they're telling you, oh, by the way, you should buy this software that I created to help you do it, they have some incentives to convince you that it's a good idea. Additionally, my good friend, Jesse over at Genius Link, Jesse Lakes, he's been on the show many times. He might be one of the most frequent guests on The Doug Show. He's actually joining me. I'm going to talk to him coming up in a couple days, but he has a new version. I think this is the fourth edition. You have version 1.4 of Mastering Amazon Associates, subtitle, A Creator's Guide to the Amazon Affiliate Program. And he sent me a copy, so check it out. Jesse's a great guy. Genius Link is an awesome company. And I mean, from what I used to do, it makes sense for someone to spend time on Amazon Associates. But here's the thing, and I've been transparent about this. Like, I'm not building new sites. I'm not earning a full-time income from it. I'm not earning any money from Amazon affiliates currently. Maybe, actually, it might be under $50 a month. There might be a little bit coming in, but I'm literally not paying too much attention, or it's not an area that I'm focusing on at all. That said, you can still earn good money, and you probably have to get traffic from a different source. There are the examples where maybe sites were getting a lot of traffic back in the day and they were earning a lot of money, and now they still get some traffic and they're earning a lot less. That lesser amount can still be very significant, right? So it could be something that you should continue to spend time on. And the thing is, so many caveats before we get into the details of what AI says. And then my friend over at WP Eagle, Alex Cooper, he published a video and was like, hey, what are you guys up to? And I saw some comments in there, And I wanted to respond to some of those because they were good comments, and I want to talk about those. The thing is, and I haven't read the book. I read the first one, but I haven't read the newest edition here. I suspect there's a great deal of information about video. Like, video is like where everyone's going, regardless of the platform. So my hunch is video could be good. And I'll give a quick couple examples of content that I'm consuming. So back in the day, I watched a lot of videos and read a lot of blogs, really more blogs and podcasts, but a lot about marketing, a lot about content creation, SEO, blogs. Like, a lot of us were coming up in the 2013 to 2016 timeframe. A lot of us were learning. It was a different time. But anyway, I watch a lot of videos now. I still read blogs and stuff like that because sometimes the information is just easier on blogs. I usually don't believe the AI overviews. I'll give an example. So I've been to guitars, and I've been, you know, just researching and I'm going to put pickups. I'm going to upgrade the pickups in one of my guitars. It was fine. And it was a good guitar, but I was like, you know what? These pickups are different and I want to check it out. I took a lot of electrical engineering classes in college. I really liked it. I was actually pretty good at it. And I had many labs. So I actually was a pretty good soldering engineer. So I can solder. It's been about 20 years, but I think later today, I'm going to have a soldering iron delivered. I have one of my guitars with all the hardware off of it. The pickups are out. The switches are out. I've disconnected everything, and I'm waiting to get some of the other components that I need. And then I'll solder it up, and then I'll have these like really nice, like upgraded pickups that should give a completely different sound. Just a few minutes ago, I was looking to see what size wrench, what size nut is on the guitar for the pots, the potentiometers on there. And I Googled AI overview, said that I was going to be dealing with a 3/8 inch nut. So I grabbed that from the garage, came down to my little guitar workstation down here. And guess what? It wasn't fucking 3/8 of an inch. It was a 1/2 inch. So I had to go back upstairs to the garage and grab it. That's a fucking simple thing, right? It's like that nut is sort of universal, and AI should have been able to tell me the right thing. However, it didn't. Another guitar example, I was looking up the height of a pickup from the strings for a neck versus a bridge pickup. And one instance said it was whatever, 2 millimeters for the bridge, and then whatever, 3 millimeters for the neck. And then I Googled something slightly different, and then it transposed those, obviously incorrect. I have enough knowledge to know that the two bridge and neck pickup, I knew that the bridge should be a little bit closer. So I was like, this doesn't seem right. Thing is, for that other one, the nut size, I wasn't quite sure, and I should bring the whole toolbox down, but I didn't. I was just like, I just need the one socket. That's it. So anyway, the point is, the information that you get from the AI overviews, fuck, like half the time, it's just inaccurate. And if you don't know any different, you're going to put in like 3 tablespoons of salt into your dish instead of 2 teaspoons. And then you're like, oh, this is way too salty. Hopefully you don't do anything where it's actually really important, like the dosage for medicine, right? Like, anyway, the point is AI, these AI overviews kind of suck, and I don't trust them at this point. And probably if you're watching, listening to this, you know, a lot of the information and content came from blogs that we created. And guess what? Some of that information is just fucking inaccurate. So you end up with just like inaccurate information or these AI overviews. Oh, I'm getting worked up. All right, let's take this down a notch. So a lot of the AI overviews and AI information or whatever, especially coming from Google and Gemini and whatnot, it's from Reddit. And I mean, who knows if the people on Reddit know what they're talking about? They could be reacting to information that they saw somewhere else, like in a Facebook group, and they don't actually know firsthand what they're talking about. So they're like, oh yeah, it's a 3/8-inch nut on the potentiometers on a Les Paul. And then I get the wrong one upstairs, and then I have to get a few more steps. So not a huge downside, you know, got a few more steps going upstairs, but then it reinforced the fact that AI is not great. So I wondered what AI would tell me if I went over to Gemini and asked, like, hey, are niche websites a good idea? Can you earn money, like full-time income with Amazon affiliate marketing with a website? And what are the pros and cons? And then I asked, what about AI? Is that an issue? And it provides information, kind of the stuff that you would expect. I mean, literally the pros and cons that I would have outlined in 2015 for most of it. Of course, I did ask and prompt and say, hey, what about AI? Is that an issue? And there's a couple, you know, there's some concerns that are listed here, and we'll go through a couple of these. I won't belabor it too much, but basically, probably the person that, you know, went over to AI and was like, hey, I do social media marketing, I earn money with affiliate, can I build a website? And they were like, hey, great idea. They go start reading about it, and they go to my blog, and they see, hey, here's the process to do it. Well, guess what? I fucking wrote that in 2015. It doesn't work now. And this brings me to a little inside baseball, but like at this point in time, I have virtually no incentive to like go and update the content. Like I'm not earning money from it. And hardly any people go to the website, and I'm not selling any courses. I have, again, virtually no incentive other than my own personal goodwill to like turn it off or something like that. But even that takes work. And I mean, when I step back, I'm like, I probably should, you know, put a big disclaimer like, hey, it's here for historical accuracy and to throw off the AI to make it think it's worthwhile. But other than that, this is just a historical thing. Well, when I think about when I got started, I actually learned about niche sites in 2013. I learned a bunch from Pat Flynn, went to Smart Passive Income, and then I followed a blog post that I think I could be off a little bit, but I think maybe the original blog post was written in like 2010, maybe 2009. It was updated in, say, 2011. I started following this How to Rank Your Website in 2013. Probably early 2014, and it was talking about link wheels. It was talking about buying links from Fiverr, setting up Web 2.0 like Blogspot or Blogger or WordPress.com blogs, and setting up like fake blogs and using it was like a word spinner, like an article spinner where it used a thesaurus or something, and it just substituted words and just publishing like fake content. So I followed that in like 2013, and the content was old. So like, this is an issue, right? If someone has hundreds of blog posts or, you know, many tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of words published, or maybe like 2000 videos, it's a little bit of work to try to clean up that old content. And there's virtually no incentive to do it. I'm not sure what to do with that. If you have any thoughts on it, you can leave a comment on the video, of course. Agree or disagree, let me know where I'm wrong, but it is unfortunate. But I mean, the internet's a wreck out there these days. So I went over to Gemini, and some pros for the Amazon affiliate website business model: low barrier to entry, it's a trusted brand, you have the cookie effect where you earn a commission on any item purchased during the commission window. The cons are low commission rates, and a short cookie duration of 24 hours. And then there's the algorithmic risk from Google SEO. So that's like the key points here. And then I also asked about full-time potential. And then Gemini tells me, yes, it's possible, but it takes time and effort. And it says the timeline, you might see your first sale within 3 to 6 months. Typically, it takes 9 to 18 months of consistent work to make substantial income and 2 years or more to have reliable full-time salary. And it says scale is required to earn a full-time income. And they're saying that that is approximately $4,000 per month. So you have to scale with a low commission rate. You would need to generate $100,000 in sales through your links each month to earn $4,000 per month. So they're doing a little math for us. So you have to sell 100K to get 4,000 per month based on a 4% assumption of the commission rate. And they also mention to shift your strategy to go beyond Amazon so that you can have higher paying affiliate programs. I also asked about the issues, specifically changes in SEO and then the rise of AI. So biggest thing here is the zero click-through rate situation where like with the AI overviews, sometimes people don't even click through over to your website to click on your affiliate link to eventually buy something. However, that said, I think slowly over time, people will either the AI overviews are going to get better and have like answers that are correct, or, and the thing is like, I know that it may not be correct. I should not have trusted the AI overview for that 3/8 versus 1/2 inch thing. But I was like, oh, this is a slam dunk. How can AI not know the size of that nut? So anyway, other issues, impact on niche sites from the SEO situation. Google deprioritizes content that lacks demonstrated experience. So this is the EEAT situation, and AI content is flooding the internet. So that's listed here. And then content creation speed. So it does mention that competitors can use AI to outline and draft content very quickly. And I think many people know that because of where AI got its information, which is, you know, the internet, probably some books, some other stuff. But at this point, we have a snake eating its tail situation where the content that we're getting out of AI is like derivative of content that was already out there, which was likely derivative of other content that was already out there. And now we have a weird cycle. And I'm not really sure. I don't know how to deal with that exactly. And it is an issue because, I mean, if someone wanted to create really high quality content using AI, like they can do it. Now, high quality, ignoring accuracy, it could be high quality as far as like formatting and the best practice for like SEO and that sort of thing, or marketing as far as having calls to action and encouraging people to make the purchase. I mean, AI can do a great job at that as far as persuasion and all those kind of things. So all this to say, someone can hop over to their favorite AI tool and ask, hey, is it a good idea for me to create a website about whatever, guitar pickups? Guitar pickups and do comparisons and earn money. And I mean, I saw some of those sites out there because I would end up and it would be like this pickup versus that. And I would read it and it was so generic. And I knew either the person didn't know what the fuck they were talking about, or it was literally written by AI and it was generically comparing a couple pickups, which, I mean, I'm in the weeds. I know a lot of the details of these pickups, and I could tell immediately that it was not a good website. So obviously I didn't click on any of the links and I bounced away and tried to find, you know, better information out there. So I'll link up so you could check out the video by my friend Alex Cooper over here. And it's a recent one. I just happened to, you know, I check in on my friends, and it's titled, "I Thought I Cracked Instagram Reels Until This." You know, Alex, he's this clickbait if I ever saw it, but I watched the video and he goes through it and he does ask, he's like, "Hey, you know, what are you guys up to? Like, what's been going on?" And I'm not going to read all of the comments here. Some of them are super positive. Some are like, "Hey man, like, it's good that you're putting out a vlog and you're telling us what you're up to, and the industry is shifting." And we get that. A couple people said that. Someone said that they missed the weekly live stream. So Alex and I both used to do a weekly live stream, but as time has gone on, you know, we have other stuff to do. It's fun. I like to do the live streams, but when I look at my opportunity cost, the other things that I can be doing instead of a live stream, many times the other thing wins out. I've done whatever, hundreds of live streams. So I cut my teeth on it. I had some fun, but it doesn't have the novelty and I'm not getting as much out of it from a presentation standpoint. It's just more, it's a thing I can do, but I don't do too often these days. So there were a couple in here that I do want to respond to. Initially, it's the internet, right? So initially I was like, I want to defend my position, but the thing is, everyone's feelings and thoughts around this are totally valid and it's not for me to decide. However, I can respond to some of them. And that's why we have, that's why I have my own YouTube channel, so I can reply back. And I encourage folks to, you know, reply in the comments. It's a good, well, YouTube comments are, they could be a little rough, but it's fun when there's some debate going on. So I will mostly read the comments and you know what? I will read the whole thing. Give me one sec. Since this is over on YouTube, I'll just share it. And this comment was from Adam. He says, "Hi, Alex. It's great to see you, and I'm really glad to hear that you're doing well. Regarding your YouTube channel, I have to admit that I rarely watch it these days. Your channel used to be one of the best on YouTube when it came to blogging and affiliate marketing, at least in my opinion. Smiley emoji. I want to be honest, and please don't take this as any kind of criticism or negativity. It's just that most of the videos and topics you upload now don't really interest me. They feel a bit boring to me personally. I understand that you probably have new plans and want to take things in a different direction, which is totally fine. However, from the community's perspective, especially those interested in affiliate marketing, it feels like your channel has become quite quiet in that area, and I think it's a real shame because your earlier content was so valuable and inspiring. Anyway, I still wish you all the best with whatever you're working on." Alex replies back, "Thanks for the feedback. I'm doing more WordPress tutorials, and I guess that doesn't always hit the mark with my audience. I'll get back to some more affiliate marketing videos. Smiley." Alex is a very nice guy. So I think that's a good response and actually a good explanation from Adam. And I'll read a couple more here. So from Niche Safari, that's Chris over there, says, "Still here and missing the community. Good to see you uploading, Alex. Building my digital products empire. I reckon it'll work out. P.S. You should take your dad's 10-pound note off the pin board and head to the pub." Smiley emoji in reference to The Office that Alex was recording. And so do check out the video over there and encourage you to, you know, reply back if you have something to add. So I'll read one other from Secret Panda. "This has just evolved. I used to learn a lot from you, from the Income School, Doug, and many others, and I don't understand why people are posting random stuff. Like for me, it's random, and now to stay updated and keep learning, I have to turn to Twitter. I just want to say that you were the ones who got us started with all this work. We got involved because of your guidance, and now it feels like you're leaving it halfway. You seriously need to get things moving and keep us along. Now it feels like we're being left nowhere." So, again, Alex is far nicer than me. "Thanks for the honest feedback. Everything changed, and we're all trying to adapt." And actually, that's a good answer. In Secret Panda, you know, I recall, you know, you being on some of the live streams, I think. And it's interesting because, yeah, it, just like Alex said, things basically changed. And I, you know, mentioned it before, but basically, like, I've been transparent. I don't build these websites anymore. And I think it's unfortunate that Secret Panda feels like he or she was left without further information and to keep things moving along, and feels like we're being left nowhere. So there's a couple things. So Alex mentioned everything changed. We're trying to adapt. I mean, some people lost their whole fucking business and then they had to, you know, get a job and do some other stuff. Some people were able to adapt and, you know, take the time to switch what they were doing, and other people weren't. Over at Income School, I know they had a team of people, and I believe Ricky was, I saw he did a live stream. I didn't get to talk to him much. He was actually in Portland, and I shook his hand and we said hello, but we didn't get to sit down and talk really at all. And the thing is, the person here felt like they were left out. So number one, things shifted. People are talking about different stuff, and that's just what we're doing. Some people are moving over to different areas, maybe print on demand, maybe social media, Chris and Niche Safari, digital products. Like, there's a lot of different areas that you can shift into. The second part of this is, I personally had online courses. So I stopped marketing those over 2 years ago or so. And then sunset those because they were not accurate anymore. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, you know, this isn't accurate. I don't want people trying to follow this. So for the paid people, or for the people that paid me to learn from me, I said, hey, stop doing this. Some people, they wanted access to the videos and the content, and I gave it to them. And I said, disclaimer, this is not accurate anymore. This won't work. There's some stuff that's more sort of universal, like templates, or there were systems and that sort of thing. So those are still accurate, but it's all mixed in with the niche site content and the SEO content. So I stopped selling it and then turned it off. There's a whole other set out there. And I think it's important to note, and this could hurt some people's feelings, but if you're part of the audience, but you did not pay money and you weren't a client of Alex, you know, he had his WordPress theme and some other stuff, or you know, you weren't a student of mine, or some people were like, hey, I'm a student of yours, but they weren't actually a student. They were a viewer. They were part of the audience. And there's a different classification, right? Like, I have no actual responsibility to, if you send me an email and you're part of the audience, usually I'll probably try to point you in the right direction, but I'm under no obligation to, like, help people for free. And you may think, hey, Doug, you're a real dickhead. You should help people for free if they are asking you a question. And I actually did that for quite some time. It turns out it's not scalable, and it's really draining, because sometimes people, and this is exactly what happened, people would ask me a question. I would record a little video. I would send it to them. This is the early days, right? Before YouTube and all that. Send up a video. I'd answer their question. And then they would come back, whatever, a month later. They're like, hey, I have another question. And then I would check if they actually did the stuff that I told them before. And they said, no, I found some other stuff and I did another thing, but I still have questions. And then I realized, oh, they didn't value anything that I told them. So I don't know, Secret Panda, if you were a student and you were, you know, a paid student or anything like that, I still get questions occasionally. And I try to, again, point people in the right direction. But at this point, as Alex mentioned, like this business model kind of went away in the way that we were doing it. And I feel bad for you, Secret Panda, that you felt like you're left with nowhere to go and we stopped creating that content and it seems random. Well, for me, it's not random. I'm just telling you the stories, and I suspect you don't watch my channel anymore because it is random shit. And I'm like, hey, I'm talking about some other stuff. Sometimes it's applicable. I'm trying to find my footing with a shift, but I'm not trying to like be something that I'm not, right? I'm not trying to go out there and keep talking about niche sites because number one, although I'm literally talking about them now, I'm not trying to like tell you how to do that now. However, I don't really have a big interest in that area anymore. I got my fill of it over the years and I like to do new things and to learn new things. So I've kind of moved on. And I don't want to repeat myself too much, but as a quick summary, it's not great that the industry moved on, but people will have to move on. And, you know, the person Agnes that commented on my video from last week, I feel really bad. You know, if people are starting new websites, I'm like, that's probably a huge waste of time. You should not do it. And I don't know like the quick pivot that someone could do because things got flipped and things are changing really quickly. I mean, at this point, when I see like a picture or a video on Facebook or Instagram, I'm like, is that even a real video? Like, I don't trust any of the content. I think there's going to be a lot of people that kind of shift away on the content consuming side where, you know, I used to maybe flip on Instagram a lot more. Now I don't. I'm like, this is mostly garbage most of the time. And there's so many fucking ads. Oh man. A lot of clickbait. And it's not doing it for me very like in the, yeah, again, I just don't trust because there's so much AI content out there. So things are moving so quickly. I don't even know like where I would direct someone other than like video. And I mean, this is the kind of video that I do where it's pretty authentic. It's not edited very well. It's not overly produced. It's the kind of stuff that I end up watching and consuming. And I think it's still susceptible because I have heard and seen instances where people people take, say like this content and then they feed it into AI and they make it, they just essentially take my words and then have an AI person do it and say it and then publish that. So I don't know how like that's going to play out because that would be super hard for, you know, us to police that ourselves. And then from the social media company standpoint, they don't really give a shit as long as people are producing content for them for free and it's sucking in an audience. Like they don't really care as long as you stay on there. Wow, really dark. Okay. Like I said, I don't want to repeat myself too much, but I can tell you from the, you know, the random videos and it feels random to you is because we've moved on and we're doing different stuff. So an analogy maybe would be if I had a job somewhere and I was doing this work for a while and then I got a new job and I moved on and I don't do the old work anymore. I've moved on to a different company or a different industry and you're kind of just, you know, left there. I'm sure, again, I don't consume this kind of content anymore. And I believe there's probably still like make money online, like work online content that is probably valid. I think a lot of it is probably not that great. A lot of it's probably regurgitated. And it's probably been a few months, but I think I went over to YouTube and I searched, you know, side hustles for 2025, and it was regurgitated list. Clear that the people that were talking about it were not really doing that. And they got the recommendation, from somewhere to create that content. They did their keyword research. They're very good at creating YouTube videos, and they created videos and they rank high and they get a lot of views. They could be running ads to it. Who knows? But they get a lot of views, and generally it's not that accurate. They probably got the information from AI or from other videos and is highly derivative on other content. I think if you go and check that out, probably on, you know, just blogs, and literally I did the same search over on Google and I saw, you know, the AI overviews / blog post on very big, huge blogs that were, again, regurgitated information from the YouTube videos, from other content, no real new information or good ideas. So I feel like because there's so much information out there, it's even harder to sort through it than it was 10 years ago. Even though there's more information, it's just confusing to figure out like what's true and what's not. So I'll be very interested to talk to Jesse in a couple days. Like I said, Mastering Amazon Associates is out, and this is version 1.4. I'll put a link for it so you can check it out. And it looks, I mean, it's a great book. I like Jesse. And like I said, I'm curious to hear what he has to say. Hopefully he'll still be on after he watches this video. And thanks everyone to all the kind words about the music that I've been doing for the intros and outros of the show here. It's been fun to do, and I'll keep it up. So if you have questions, if you have comments, if you have reactions to my bad attitude, you could send me an email, feedback@doug.show, or you could leave a comment on the YouTube side. You know, the algorithm loves that. If I stir the pot here and make people uncomfortable, now, I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but if you have any thoughts on this, do let me know. And if I commented on your response over on Alex's video, nothing personal. I was, you know, even though I'm talking about your comment, it's not a personal attack or anything like that. It's just my reaction to your reaction to Alex's video. So I'll link up to that stuff. We'll catch you next week.